from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a teacher and four support staffers have been suspended and will most likely be fired after a recent incident with a student at the Barnegat Township Russell O'Brackman Middle School, according to school administrators in a community letter. Police did investigate. They do not anticipate any charges being filed. A special Board of Ed meeting is set for Wednesday at which members will vote on firing all five staffers. While not confirmed by school officials, the child involved reportedly is an 8-year-old special needs student who is bound with tape on her wrists, ankles, and mouth, News 12 reported. The mother is planning to sue the district. A South Jersey man is prison-bound for sexually assaulting not one, but two children.
Police launched an investigation in 2023 after two victims told their parents about being assaulted. In November, 58-year-old Henry Papalio of Gloucester City pleaded guilty in Burlington County to two counts of sexual assault of a child younger than 13. He's now been sentenced to 17 years in prison and must serve just over 14 before being eligible for parole. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Bad news for New Jersey commuters who drive into Manhattan. It appears the controversial congestion pricing toll is here to stay until at least the fall. According to recent court documents, the MTA and the federal government have agreed to a timeline of legal motions that span several months. That likely means that the April 20th deadline imposed by the Trump administration to turn off the tolling cameras will not be enforced. Betsy Plum of the Writers Alliance supports the delay.
We won this program over many, many years. It isn't going anywhere soon.
The $9 toll has generated about $100 million during the first 2 months of toll collection. A man tried unsuccessfully to cash in $60,000 in gaming chips at a long-closed Atlantic City casino. According to NJ.com, a two-judge panel ruled against Keith Hawkins. He was trying to get cash for chips that he bought online in 2022 from the Playboy Hotel and Casino that closed nearly four decades ago. The panel ruled that chips were unissued and were previously ordered to be destroyed and therefore ineligible for redemption. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Your cool down is on. We've got some flurries flying around northern New Jersey this morning, and it is going to be a blustery day, windy and cold. Temperatures are in the 40s now. I think they're going to dip a little bit later this morning, and then back in the lower to maybe mid-40s this afternoon. It's going to be chilly today, but at least we will see at least a little bit of sun as the day goes on. Widespread freeze tonight, lows in the upper 20s. The wind calms down tomorrow with lots of sunshine, still on the cool side, highs around 50. Next chance of rain showers coming up on Thursday. New Jersey weather made possible by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com.
Right now, Patterson, 40 degrees. It's 41 in Hamilton. Cape May Courthouse, 42. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.